With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Horse Hour. We're at the National Equine Forum in London today, where all the experts get together in the industry and talk about some of the issues that are going on and how we can come up with some solutions, maybe work together and actually improve the industry. And I'm joined by Professor Josh Slater. He's a professor in equine clinical studies at the Royal Veterinary College. And Josh, can I call you Josh?
Yes, please do.
Josh, you're speaking after Andrea. She's going to be talking about a strangle survey they've done. That Andrea works for Red
Yes,
Wings.
Yes, that's right.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about a real-life example of where infection can be such a difficult and scary thing to deal with. Mm. I'm talking about an outbreak of herpes virus neurological disease, which occurred in Bedfordshire at the end of October last year. And it really put this disease on the map in the southeast of England and got people thinking about why it's important and what they need to be doing to protect against it. And my job today is to review how that outbreak was managed. It was actually managed very well indeed by the primary practice, Rossdale's Hearts. We provided some hospital care to one of the horses involved. And it's a great example for the forum to hear about, because it's it really is an example of how outbreaks should be managed and contained.
Well, these three words we hear are strangles, equine herpes virus, and then influenza as
They're the big three, really, of the endemic infectious diseases that we really want people to think about and to take precautions for. In fact, taking the simple, basic biosecurity precautions that you might put in place to control strangles, for example, would really help with any of the infectious diseases.
But you say biosecurity, but that to me says security for the nation where we're going into chemical warfare. So what does biosecurity mean in our industry?
That's absolutely right. Is that there is an image problem, I think, that biosecurity has, because it does conjure up that sort of image. It also conjures up the kind of images that we see on the TV in the cleanup from bird flu outbreaks, for example. But that's not what we're talking about. We're actually talking about a series of small, simple measures that need to be tailored for the individual yard, and that's where working with their own vets comes into play. But small, simple measures which greatly reduce the risk of disease entering a yard or spreading if it enters, and then very importantly stopping it spreading off onto other yards. And we're not talking about interfering with the way yards work. The horse industry relies on horses moving on and off premises. That's why people keep their horses. So these are slightly different concepts than might apply, say, in farming, where it is possible to completely restrict access for people and to have animals which are confined to that site and don't move on and off. It's perfectly possible for every yard to reduce their risk. And we really are talking about simple measures that do not get in the way of running the business.
How can you do that if you've got 30 or 40 horses, you know, on a yard, and they're all liveries, and it's the people managing more than the horses managing, isn't it?
Yes, and that's a really good point, because if you look at strangles, just by way of an example, most strangles outbreaks spread through a yard because of people, because people don't wash their hands, they help their friend out, they touch their friend's horse's muzzle, and then they go on to contact another horse. So simple things like hand washing, for example, and if you can't wash your hands, then just use an alcohol gel. Very simple to do. very effective, greatly reduces the risk of transmitting disease from horse to horse, not sharing feed utensils, not sharing grooming kit, all these basic things. You know, when you go to a show, not tying your horse up at the back of the lorry so it can then have direct contact with the horses next door. All these things are very obvious and actually all quite easy to do, and they do reduce risk.
You say they're obvious, but I wouldn't think of those. I borrow a friend of mine's grooming brush all the time. Don't think twice about it. But it's not until we're learning really the real depths of what these diseases are that we then think, oh, actually, it is common sense. So we just need to be more aware of it, I think,
and aware of
what we're doing.
It is, and I think that common sense message is very much what we want people to go away with, that these are common sense, simple things. We're not talking about eliminating risk. That's not possible because we have to move horses on and off. People do have to have contact with each other. That's the nature of why you keep your horse. But there are things we can do to greatly reduce the risk, and every business, as I say, is capable of doing that.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I'm going to let you go because I know that the panel's speaking now and you want
to
go and listen on the impact
very keen
of
to
Brexit.
Hear that.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm at the National Equine Forum all day today, and I'll be bringing you interviews with guest speakers, with some of the experts. We'll be live tweeting the conversations that are taking place and photos too, so you can get involved in what's happening at the NEF. Tweet us your questions. What do you think about some of the subjects that are being talked about? Just use hashtag horsehour, hashtag NEF17. The experts here are talking in detail about how we can make changes to the industry. How can we improve our equestrian industry? And you're part of that as well. So do tweet us your opinions and your questions. I will speak to you very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.